Joined by Ken Johnson, a longtime Grizzlies volunteer, and Ken, Remembrance Day coming up here again this year, and on Friday night you'll have the opportunity once again to drop the puck here, and then I hear that you're going to head down to Didsbury to do the same thing at the Mountain View Colts game. So what does that mean to you to be able to do that?
Oh, it means quite a bit, you know, to represent the vets that served during the wars and the peacekeeping.
Where did you enlist, and you know, where were you serving?
I enlisted in Calgary in 58. I was served with PPCLI, Princess Patricia Canadian Light Infantry. I was there for 31 years. I did two tours of duty over in Germany, and I went to Cyprus, two tours of duty there, and one tour in Egypt. And I was just about in every province in Canada except about three.
And, so to be part of the armed forces, you know, what was that like for you?
It had its good days and its bad days, and other than that, you know, it was good. It discipline, it straightened me up a little bit, you know, and I got my demolition course, and that was my best years when I was working with explosives.
Okay, and so any particular time frame that, you know, stood out to you, or a particular spot that you were stationed?
When I was in range control Camp Wainwright, I spent 6 years there, and that was taking care of all the ranges, making sure everybody adhered to the rules and regulations.
When it comes around to Remembrance Day, what do you think of, Ken?
I think my dad. He was killed in the Second World War. He was with the Kangaroos, and he got killed on 17th of January, 45, and left four of us back home.
And again, with him being in the service, that was something that you know, you just wanted to be a part of, or how did it come about for you?
Well, it's just by accident, really. A couple of my buddies from home said, let's go join the Army. So I was 17. And I said, okay, got my mom to sign a paper saying it was okay, went there. And then I served, like I said, 31 years, and then I had great nephew that served, joined after me. And he did one tour in Bosnia, two tours in Afghanistan, in the same outfit.
How did you end up in Olds?
I had a sister lives in Olds, and I had a sister in Trosho, and Mom had died, so if she had been alive, I would have went back up north. And then I looked at Olds and I said, well, they've had a Kentucky Fried Chicken, Legion, and hockey. And that's what made me come here.
So what year did you move to Olds then?
1989.
And you've obviously been a big presence at the rink since then. What kind of roles have you had here with the Grizzlies?
Well, one time I was selling tickets, raffle tickets and that, when I worked at college, and then I was goal judge for just two games, and I got fired on that. And then 1995-96, I started timekeeping, and that's what I've done ever since.
And what stands out as some of the most memorable nights here in that role?
Well, I had when Brett Hoffey from Olds Grizzlies and Daryl Stoddard from Camrose Kodiaks. At that time, it was two fights, and then they got kicked out. And when they got in a fight and got a five-minute penalty, they used to get a piece of gum. So that they cost me quite a bit of gum.
Obviously, you're here through the Centennial Cup and the great championship seasons as well. What do you remember from those?
The Centennial Cup was a good run. And from 91... the 92 season right up to 95-96 season, we're averaging 900 fans a game. It'd be nice if we started that again.
This year's team, what do you like about this current version of the Olds Grizzlies?
Got a nice young team, and they're starting to gel right now. And I think once they get a little bit better, well, like take game tonight, they gave the top team one heck of a run. So they better start looking out.
Well, Ken, I know you're one of our favorites to run into here at the rink, and we thank you very much for your service with the Canadian Armed Forces on this Remembrance Day week, and we look forward to seeing you running the timekeeper's booth here at the Sports Complex for a long time.
Okay, thank you very much. I think I got another 5 years.